This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Iran's attack on Israel raised fears of a wider war, but all sides in the conflict also scored gains. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Israel's defense minister, Yoav Gallant, confirmed that along with help from its allies, Israel managed to successfully block 99% of Iranian drones and missiles in the attack. The welcome outcome has allowed Israel's military to appear successful and supported by the West amid concerns surrounding its conduct in Gaza. Likewise, Iran's attack allowed the government to show that it stood by its vow to avenge a suspected Israeli attack on Iranian generals in Syria. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israel remains on high alert after Iran's mass drone and missile attack, its chief military spokesperson said on Sunday.
Iran and its proxies launched approximately 350 suicide drones, cruise missiles, and ballistic missiles and rockets from Iran, Iraq, Yemen, and Hezbollah in Lebanon towards Israel.
Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said operational plans have been approved for both offensive and defensive action. The United States is highlighting its role in helping Israel thwart an unprecedented aerial attack from Iran, and President Joe Biden on Sunday convened leaders of the Group of Seven countries in an effort to prevent a wider regional escalation and coordinate a global rebuke of Tehran. The U.S. assisted Israel in shooting down dozens of drones and missiles fired by Iran on Saturday. U.S. officials said despite the high interception rate, Iran's intent was to destroy and cause casualties. This is VOA News. More civilians are dying across Ukraine as analysts warn delays in U.S. aid would see Kyiv struggle to fight off Russian offensives. At least six people were killed by drone strikes and shelling across Ukraine. The news came as a Washington-based think tank, the Institute for the Study of War, warned delays in Western military assistance would increasingly hamper Ukraine's ability to fight back Russian invaders. A year since war broke out in Sudan on April 15, 2023, VOA speaks to a volunteer at one of the last functioning hospitals in Omdurman. Henry Wilkins reports.
Fighting between the Sudanese armed forces and the paramilitary rapid support forces has ravaged Sudan's twin cities of Khartoum, its capital, and Omdurman, its largest. Millions have fled the metropolitan area because of the fighting. Some have stayed, however. Momin Ahmed Abbas volunteers at one of Omdurman's last functional hospitals and refuses to flee the city.
I cannot abandon them, especially when they rely on my support.
He says the situation is desperate at the hospital, which lacks medical supplies and security and is vulnerable to frequent airstrikes and fighting. Henry Wilkins, VOA News.
Meanwhile, former U.S. President Donald Trump's first criminal trial starts on Monday with jury selection. AP correspondent Michael Sisak reports.
Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial is starting. It's the first of four criminal cases against Trump to go to trial. The case involves allegations that he falsified business records at his company to hide the true nature of payments to his former lawyer, Michael Cohen. Cohen was involved in efforts to cover up damaging stories about Trump during the 2016 presidential campaign. Cohen was once a fierce Trump ally, but now he's a key prosecution witness against his old boss. Other witnesses we could hear from include Stormy Daniels, the porn actor that received a $130,000 payment from Cohen.
AP correspondent Michael Sisak. Thousands of Polish opponents of abortion marched in Warsaw on Sunday to protest recent steps by the new government to liberalize the predominantly Catholic nation's strict laws and allow termination of pregnancy until the 12th week. Poland's Catholic Church has called for Sunday to be a day of prayer in defense of conceived life and supported the march organized by the anti-abortion movement. Last week, Poland's parliament, which is dominated by the liberal and pro-European ruling coalition, voted to approve further work on four proposals to lift the current near ban on abortions. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.